wanna build a wall just to try stopping me. Lace it up with signs that read private property, but on the other side it won't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. Wanna build a wall just to try stopping me. Lace it up with signs that read private property, but on the other side it won't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. Don't wanna build your wall, it don't really matter. It could be so tall, but we gon' bring a ladder. Go on, build your wall, it don't really matter. It could be so tall, but we gon' bring a ladder. Go on, build your wall, it don't really matter. It could be so tall.
The following is a presentation of the
Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Hello.
Hey. We're recording on Sweetest Day, so happy Sweetest
really?
Day.
To Is that even a real holiday?
It's a Hallmark holiday.
Where's our flowers at?
Well, I didn't realize it was Sweetest Day.
I brought you guys lunch and candy and stuff. Yeah. I really wanted to stop and get you two flowers. Remember, you're like, nothing would be nicer than like one flower or two flowers.
So I was just going to say why. I forgot I even said that.
Because it's Sweetest Day. You guys are the sweetest.
I didn't even know it was Sweetest Day, but
yeah, well, the only reason I knew is through the mail, like all the Jewel ads and all that shit. Like, Sweetest Day, roses and all
that. Sister-in-law's birthday today, Saturday the 20th. So I guess my brother can just
get away with one nice gift.
If she even celebrates Sweetest Day, he's okay.
Well, it's episode 206
today. 6 months after Valentine's Day, Hallmark needed to invent something to get, you know, cards.
Well, don't they always say, like, this is the girl's holiday. Like, the girl is supposed to do stuff for the guys. Yeah,
that's
this day.
I always
thought that the guys were supposed to do shit for the girls on Sweetest Day.
I don't know.
Either way,
Sweetest
I'm doing day, shit for any guys. I give you a blowjob.
Because it's part of the girls
that's
thing to
March
do.
14th
that's why it's
is steak and blowjob day.
Oh, I'd be great with that. Mm-hmm. Can make that every Friday. Ed, what did we have at the top of the show? Tell us about that.
Oh, it's a local rapper, Michael Barber.
I like him.
And his song, The Ladder.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called The Ladder.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. He could whistle,
I
though.
Like it, too. I didn't like it 3 minutes and 33 seconds worth. Oh. So,
you know, that would be a good song, like, if you're a DJ, like, mixing that song into something else.
Well, before
really
he came in, I was about to go in. Like, yo.
The record scratch. Came in handy this week.
I mean, I was trying to think of a rap, but then he came in.
You know what? We should do that. We should find like a song that we can like rap to. Like,
I mean, just in time to
redo the
start a new show.
Yeah, we could. Let's go into the studio, Steph, and we'll record our own fucking theme song.
Let's do it. You know I can sing.
Yeah.
Hello, I was a trained What's on the outline? Opera singer. Hello. Today is map reading day, which I thought was kind of interesting because who the fuck knows how to read a map anymore?
I do.
Well, I mean, we probably do because
I love,
you know,
to
with
look
the coordinates and whatnot with the.
Yeah.
I mean, not that, or like where it's like an inch is however many miles. Yeah. Like, fuck all that. But I like
to
look at
along
maps.
The top edge and the side edge, there are letters and numbers. And
no, you're just like, oh, this is kind of near this. Okay. Put it in my phone.
Oh, no.
But it's
you're
fun
like,
to, I think,
E7.
Look at.
Seven. Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I never.
Well, and I've seen it on Facebook. There's like a meme going around like we could cripple a whole generation.
Sure, use maps and write in cursive.
And change all the vehicles to standard transmissions. Like everybody'd be fucked.
What is that? The stick?
Stick shift.
Yeah, I'd be fucked.
Mm-hmm.
I would be, cursive, I'm fine.
I drove sticks almost exclusively.
Same here.
Until I got my first Infiniti in the late 90s.
Well, my brother was a dick and my sister and I did not want him driving our car. So we both drove standard because he couldn't figure it out.
I taught Linda how to drive a stick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I was thinking of her the other day. I was sitting in traffic, and she used to have this Celica that idled really rough unless you put it in neutral when you were sitting at a light. Like, if you're just sitting.
When you held the clutch in, yeah.
Well, no, her Celica was an automatic.
Oh, that was before I taught her to drive stick.
Yes.
Okay. The white one.
Yes. Yeah. And then, but it idled so rough that she would click it in neutral all the time. And I'm like, I remember her thinking she was so cool. Like, she was pretending like she drove stick by clicking it in neutral.
so. Like she's going to drag race.
Right, right.
I remember I took her to Harper College on a Sunday, and we spent 3 hours, her, you know, drive stick, and then I got her out on the, you know, actual roads.
Mm-hmm. That
and
hill?
She freaks. She gets out of the car. Get it! I'm not doing... Oh, my God. It was hysterical.
Oh, really?
And, of course, I had to walk out and wave and apologize to the 1,000 cars behind us.
No, my dad always drove stick, so you grow up watching someone maneuver, you know, the clutch and
my
the gas.
My dad had a
stuff.
Stick. I remember him, like, letting me do the stick, like, one time he was driving home just to learn. Mm-hmm. But at some point, I think I put it in reverse. And he was just like, that's it. Done.
You're done.
Yeah. And then I think that scared me from wanting to ever, like, really learn. But my brother had a stick shift, and he knows how to drive
stick
it. I just never...
fun. I love
it. I think that
I hated riding in it with him, though, because it was so jerky.
It should be an episode of Steps in the City.
If you know how to drive it, you actually had to drive a stick. It's not jerky.
My brother's an ass.
Oh, well, okay.
He had, like, a Camaro that he would try to, like, rev.
I had the Camaro. I had the...
Get out nauseous.
I had my Fiero.
I had the Fiero. I had the Escort GT.
I had an Escort GT, too. You had one of those, too?
Yeah, before I had the Fiero.
How do we both have the same vehicles? So weird.
Then I had the MR2.
Yes, I remember your MR2.
Two peas in a pod, as much as you don't want to admit it.
Well, we've known each other 35 years.
We're like,
back a long way.
You could be two peas in a pod and be sibling-like.
I don't know. We'll see. Today is Event Organizers Day, so cheers and hurrah to all of those event organizers out there, because the Lord knows there's enough going on out there that they're staying
in business.
My
friend, the great Jen Kramer, then.
Oh, I recognize her name from what? Maybe an event.
Well, Jen used to, for the longest time, she ran, well, she didn't run, she worked fairly high up in the city of Chicago's Office of Special Events.
That's probably why I recognize her.
And then
name.
She was the special events director at Navy Pier for a number of years. Hmm. And now she's out. She's currently working for DePaul.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we've talked about her before. I think we've even met her. Maybe she came to one of your parties or something.
Yeah.
Today is mole day. Not to
mold?
Be... Mole? Oh, mole. Mole. Like the little animal that looks like a penis.
Or like a mole on your skin?
No.
Booyah!
Animal mole.
How
I know.
How do you know which one?
Because I'm the one that made this list,
bitch. Yeah, but like, does it say animal mole
yeah,
day?
Yeah, it had a picture of the mole on it.
Fine. Naked mole.
The naked mole rat is even uglier. Today is TV talk show host day, which we'll just scratch out TV and just say talk show host, and it's our day then, bitches, right?
I always wanted, so I feel like my generation really grew up with like Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake,
Jenny
like all
Jones.
Those, Maury Povich, Jerry Springer, obviously.
Yeah.
I always wanted to write a book or something about how like my generation was like shaped by talk shows.
So do it.
Shaped
I mean,
by
I always
stupidity,
think about
it,
but kind of. But also, I think there's a we're more progressive in a way because of it.
Well, I think the media shaped a lot of our generations. And it's funny because when I say I identify with my black self, it's because almost every single show I watched growing up was predominantly black. Like the cartoons I watched, Fat Albert was, they were all black. Yeah. Good Times I watched every day, The Jeffersons. God, there's so many of them. The Cosbys, like it was so, and then my mom, of course, was from like the South side. Yeah. So, and I read an article, which as long as I'm talking about that, that when you get drunk, the accent you speak in is your true talking voice. And when my mom got drunk, it would be like, what's up, Jack? What you doing? Like she would talk black when she was drunk. So that was her true voice.
I don't like that because I'm like so much louder and Chicago-y. And
hold my drink, bitch.
Then that is
no,
your true.
I disagree.
Yes. No.
Your article is wrong.
Let's go back through your snaps where you're wasted.
Oh my God. The other day was the Batman one. It was 2 years ago that I was in Nashville.
Oh, I love that one.
Singing at the Batman building.
That was good.
Yeah.
And then today is Boston Cream Pie Day. Okay. So go out and get some dessert tonight.
I might be in Boston next weekend. No, the weekend after.
Fun.
I don't know, whatever.
So I don't forget, five things that Samandy likes. These are five things that Samandy likes. I know you hate it, Ed, but the listeners fucking love it. Okay. I'm here for the listeners, not for
she
you.
She gets all the good feedback.
I have a lot of good feedback. We'll hit that right after this. So, number one on my list, started watching The Haunting of Hill House last night on Netflix. And the only reason I started watching it is because there was an article that I read that said people are being sick from watching they got the name wrong. Haunted House on the Hill.
Oh, wait. I did see that article. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was a TV show.
Yeah. Well, it's like a series. It's a Netflix series, kind of like a Stranger Things. And it says the Haunting of Hill House has proven so scary that people are saying they've been vomiting, close to passing out, and unable to sleep.
I won't be watching that.
Well, I got through three episodes last night, and I will say laying in bed, I had like my vaporizer going because I've been fighting a cold. And every little click, I was kind of like turning and looking.
Yeah, no way.
And that was only after three episodes. So I can't wait to like.
I saw Halloween last night, Halloween 2018. Nice. And I thought I was going to end up in Davion's bed.
Really?
I'm so scared of those movies, but I always liked Halloween.
Right.
And this new one was supposed to be good, and it was pretty good. But yeah, I can't. There's no way I could watch that and then like go to sleep alone.
Yeah, no, that it's good, though. It's a good show. I don't know. Stay tuned. I'll try to do the rest of them this weekend and talk about it next show. Number two, I cannot be the only one on this planet that loves Vicks Vapor Rub. Do you love the smell of it?
I don't know about loving, but it's good when you're sick.
Oh, my God, I love it. I remember I went through a period of time like I couldn't go to sleep without having Vicks Vapor Rub on, and it lasted for like maybe a year or two. Granted, I probably wasn't getting laid then. I was young, but still.
It was like, it reminds me of my grandma. Whenever we were sick, it was like, slather that on your chest and put a washcloth on it.
Maybe it's the Hispanic in me because, like, you know how the Greeks with the Windex? Nobody. I have never dated a Hispanic man. Oh, no, I did. Carlos Carseat.
We know why.
Why?
It's called micro penis.
No, he had a pretty decent size. Yeah.
Well, you are like 4'11", so I guess.
5 feet tall. 5 feet. I'm just, if you like Vicks Vapor Rub, you've never tried it before, I usually like put it in my nostrils, but warning, like put your night cream on first and then put the Vicks in your nostrils.
You don't want that near your eyes.
Yeah, I had tingly eyelids all night last night. Yeah. I was like, well, okay. Number three. Motherfucking Mega Millions. Have you guys bought any of your tickets?
We did. We did a pool at work.
I did $15 yesterday.
It's up to $1.6 billion.
I'll take the cash.
Two of the $1 million winners, though, were in Illinois.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't checked my tickets yet.
Did you go to Oak Forest?
No, Vernon Hills. I bought my tickets.
Or 65th and Kedzie, which I was very surprised by. 6500 really? South Kedzie.
I had the number 70 four times, but I didn't match it with anything else. So
I had the number 69 several times.
I forgot my sheet. We all went in at work.
Oh,
and
really?
They made copies and I didn't even.
Well, so as of the airing of our show today, you'll have another chance.
I bet you it's close to $2 billion.
$2 billion, yes. Shit, they took my money.
My one friend didn't throw in money and I'm like, you fucking idiot. You always hear about like offices that win
yes.
And one person didn't pitch in.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not giving you any if we win. You're stupid.
Like, you're going to be the only bitch left working.
And I was like, I always wonder about those dumb
people.
And if
you can't throw $10 at a dream like that when it's that kind of money, I mean, sure. The odds of winning are greater than you getting hit by lightning three times between here and the bathroom.
Well, hold on. By a shark.
She didn't do it because she wanted to buy her own. Idiot.
Oh, my God.
Throwing money on this and then buying your own.
It's nothing. I think the past
few. How much were you guys throwing in?
$2.
Shut the fuck up.
Because we bought like 50. There were like 25.
She couldn't scrape up eight quarters out of the
box. She's crazy, right?
She needs to be fired. Yeah. She's obviously not a team player.
Okay. I just couldn't even believe it. I'm like, you dummy.
Keep her in mind if there's ever like an emergency situation, leave her behind. Do not try to save her.
It was just funny. I just love thinking about all of us winning and her being so salty.
So what would you do?
I hope you didn't let her see your numbers so she goes and pays all those numbers herself. So
no.
That would be petty. People do that bullshit. If you won, what would you do, Steph?
Immediately?
Yeah. What would be like your top three biggest plans for that money?
Well, I started, so we were calculating like after taxes.
It's like 560 million.
Right. And then each of us
would
get
like 960 million for the cash option.
Maybe 24 million each or something it came out to. So I had the calculator. I'm like, well, I have to give my mom this, my dad this, my brother.
Yeah, I take care
of
the family.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm like MC hammering myself here.
Yeah.
My ass is going to be broke because I give it all away. So I got to rethink this. I'll buy everyone a house.
I tell you this though, if I were to win, be like the one winner, and I take the $1 billion cash option, you're still gonna have like $600 plus million after taxes,
it's
right?
So much.
Take $250 million and create a super PAC
and
primary challenge every fucking Republican there is in the country.
Do it.
I don't even care about changing. change it to Democrat. Just primary challenge him. Primary challenge Lindsey Graham.
Lady
primary
Wood.
Yeah. I mean, oh my God, those fucking.
So that
assholes.
Would be the first thing you do.
Absolutely, I'd start a super PAC.
Well, I was like, I would absolutely. I told him at work, "You're never seeing me again. I'm not fucking coming back."
That's
in
what
here.
I said.
But I was like, I would still maybe pet sit, and I was like, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't pet sit, but
fuck
I would
that.
Maybe like open like an animal sanctuary place
with people working it, so you didn't have to be there all
no,
the time.
No, I'd want to be there, but not all the time. Yeah, I mean, I'd be a billionaire, bitch.
My cousin has a pet sanctuary. If you ever want to go visit it in northern Florida,
yeah, I do.
He's a big animal vet.
So that's what I would do.
Okay,
and I would. Travel. I would just be somewhere different every month.
I would buy Maui.
It could be for sale. No, I said that I would take care of my family, but part of me was like, I would either give them a flat amount, I would be like, give me all your debt and I'll pay it off. You can start from scratch. But for sure, I would take care of my nieces and nephews with like college accounts, college funds. And
I was like, I'll buy everyone a house or something, a car. I mean, that much money. I don't even think you could spend that much on your own if you wanted to.
No, but, and I have two kids, though, that, you know, they're going to live longer than me. So I would set something up for them to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. And then I said I probably would change my name and right away go to, like, one of these fat ranches or whatever where you just get massages and you work out and they cook for you. Yeah,
my brother, sister, mom, and aunt would each get $20 million. Like, here you go.
And what about us, Dick? What
I know. Do we get at least a million?
We'll get there. We'll get to the friends.
1 million?
No.
More than that, Steph. Hello.
I'd be completely happy with 1 million.
You think? I certainly would be.
My grandma's
so
neighbors.
So, yeah, that would be 80 million gone. And then the other, I'd take another 20 million to round it out to an even 100, and that I would give out to friends.
Okay. But wherever you have to take us with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
My grandma's neighbors, like in the late 80s.
And I swear to God, no public news conference.
I would be one of those people
that anonymously claim my winnings.
Well, these people won $28 million in like the late 80s, early 90s. I can't remember.
You
I
can't
was young.
Do that for regular Illinois lottery things, but you can for Mega Millions because it's part
That's
of
their.
That's
good.
Yeah,
because
it's multi-state and all that. Yeah.
But wait, let me tell you what these people
did. You
do have
the right to be anonymous.
They won $28 million. Early 90s, so that's a lot of money then, even
it's a lot
more
of money now,
but yeah. They went to Wisconsin Dells. They bought a conversion van.
Nice.
And they built a house in Morris, Illinois.
And they won $20 million.
$28 million.
I mean, hopefully they still have a good chunk of it.
I
properly
don't even know,
invested.
But I just remember like even as like I was what, maybe 10.
Okay, these are separate. These are like they went to Wisconsin Dells, comma, and they bought a conversion van.
Yes.
Comma. Okay. It's like they went to the Wisconsin Dells and bought a conversion van.
No, like that was comma. Bought
places.
A conversion van.
Well, there was friends that I had in McHenry and they won, I wanna say they matched 5 out of 6, so they won $1 million. And they didn't really do anything special. They fixed up their house a little bit, maybe bought new
cars. Yeah,
unless it's
fuck you money. Yeah, you can't you can't let it change your life.
Did you see what I posted on the Dishy Pitches?
Yeah, I did.
You're saying $28 million, you would have gone to Wisconsin Dells?
No, I would have gone to a beach. I would have bought a house. Yeah.
You think I don't recognize the bullshit that you bring? I cannot hear your cries, I don't wanna hear you speak. I feel a change coming on, it's coming on so strong. You're gonna make me choose, and baby you're gonna lose. Please, 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 please.
sweet, sweet sound.
New music to us, anyway. That's the Borgias from Birmingham in the UK.
Nice.
Their song, Sweet Sound.
We got to go to the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. That song was brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Get headphones, earbuds, and accessories from tweakedaudio.com. Enter discount code
BITCHES
at checkout for 33% off your entire order, free shipping, and a lifetime warranty on everything you buy. Tweakedaudio.com. I was just hanging with my wireless. What are they called? Bluetooth headphones?
Yes.
I'm so old.
All of the above, cordless, wireless.
I was doing billing at work with them in because then I can like move around.
Yeah, I need to get those. I've been using my Rickers every day.
Yeah, I got them from Tweaked Audio. I love them.
I do my Rickers. We didn't finish five things that Samantha does.
Damn, I thought you forgot.
I know. Well, the final two.
New rules on the new show. I play a song.
Well, no.
We break.
Number four and five. Four is fun because now it's like Sunday fun day. That's one of my favorite things.
Football Sunday?
Yeah. Football, making a fire, cooking a nice meal.
Making a pot of gravy.
Hanging out. I'm just
red gravy?
Yeah. Well, what did I? Oh, I made lasagna last Sunday.
See?
Yes,
yeah,
with red gravy. It killed
or chili.
Me, though. Oh, it killed
some
me.
Chili.
I was like dying the next day. The only thing I'm missing on Sunday fun days is hot sex. And I'm taking applications. So if you would like to submit your qualifications.
Just for Sundays?
We could start slow. Sundays are good. You can call us at 312-508-3552.
Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus.
Funny, I saw an article about like the 12 hottest anal positions and none of them really turned me on.
How do you do it 12 different ways?
A song. That's
how do you do it 12 different ways?
I'm curious. We
set it to the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
The 12 positions
on the first
of anal
day
or
of
something.
Christmas.
I mean, I get like doggy... I have seen like gay porn where like they do it like missionary, which is weird to me. They have to really be like,
yes, that was one.
They have their
length, butt
I think.
Up.
There
yeah.
was cowgirl, so you are sticking it okay. in your butt.
Wouldn't it be cowboy?
Well, a girl
well,
could
no,
have
it. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was still talking about what, yeah.
The funny thing was, is the visuals for this article were two women with strap-ons. It really didn't have anything to do with men. Okay. Yeah. So.
Now we know what you're into.
Well, it might have.
I'm still Googling because that's what, three? What are the other nine?
I'll have to send you
this
the article.
This is crazy.
Wait for the song.
I think it was out of Cosmo, if I'm not mistaken, like online Cosmo. And that was my number five. Like, I love a good magazine. And it all started when I was a kid and I would read my mom's Reader's Digest. And my dad's Leatherneck magazines. I don't know if you're a, you know, Marine Corps fan, but I still have a whole box of them from the 60s, which are cool. And
see
then
if those are worth anything.
I should. And I used to get 17 Teen Beat and Tiger Beat.
Yeah,
of course you
those.
Did.
I used to get Teen Magazine.
So Roxy, super fan Roxy, we went to dinner the other night. She's so much fun. She gifted us her subscription of Cosmo because it was just a little too racy to be getting at home with two teen girls. So
her kids are having sex.
I don't think so.
They're
okay,
in
if they're
high
not
school.
They should.
That doesn't mean that doesn't like
right now she's listening to this and screaming at me.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
And the funny thing is someone else has gifted me Dr. Oz and Oprah for like the past 6 years. I have no idea who it is, but I get Oprah and Dr.
Okay,
Oz.
If they're not
like
having
clockwork.
Sex, they're about to be.
Well, I, that's not true because my kid's not until he was 21 and my other son is still a virgin.
I was 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a good girl.
I'm not going to say how old I was.
Unlike, no, I'm just teasing.
All right. So all right. I take it back. Cosmo shout is out too to Roxy.
Well, can I just say Sierra, Russell, what the hell? I would say Russell Simmons. What's the Seahawks quarterback?
I don't know, but I know the Seahawks has a guy with only one hand.
The guy that's married to Sierra, she's on the cover. She's beautiful. And she has a new song and it says Level Up. And when I play Tetris, because you know I play Tetris all the time, when it tells me Level Up, I sing Sierra. Level Up, Level Up. Level
oh,
up.
Do you?
Yeah, so it worked for me, this magazine.
Russell
thanks, Roxy.
Wilson, by the way.
Russell Wilson. I kept saying Simmons in my head.
Russell Simmons, that's Death Jam.
Death Comedy Jam, yeah.
I know.
It's a whole different.
So guess what? We have so much listener feedback this week. We love it. And if you give us all feedback, right,
I'll go
we'll
pee
read
now.
It. Yeah.
Do we have, you know, they're probably all saying they love Ed. Blah, blah, blah.
Believe it or not, someone did say something nice about Ed.
Very popular.
Do we have any voicemail?
I just checked the voicemail. There were a couple of hang-ups, but no, nobody left.
What are you guys doing?
Scaredy bitches. Yeah. Like, leave a message for fuck's
sake.
In
the new show, and P.S., the Instagram account does now exist. I'll give you that password.
Ooh. Should I put my... We were looking at my sports bra.
We don't have a
logo yet, so that you can use that for the profile image if you want.
No.
Sporty
tits. You're already worried about having boobs with headphones. You want my bra.
Exactly. So we have first one. Hey, Steph. I listened to Happy Birthday Roxy this morning. You guys are great. And I really like the music. I'm a big fan of radio, talk radio in particular, and I love your show. I appreciate the dating tips. Thanks for the insight, Eric. Are you ready for the next one?
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, Samandy, LOL. Listening to your podcast, Short Man Syndrome, Yoni Massage, laughing face.
Yoni.
It was another good episode. And that was from Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
And then... I like that I can listen and work at the same time. I usually listen to music all day, but I'm going to have to become a regular. And then he asked, is this once a week typically? And of course, I gave him the details because he found this on Spotify.
Oh,
yeah.
Me getting everything on Spotify for the network has really, you know, opened up a whole new door.
It has. So he also said your engineer is a good sport. So while you,
thank
he
you.
Called you the engineer.
He wait till you listen to more episodes. Just wait.
That was Johnny from the North Shore.
Thanks,
I actually,
Johnny.
What up, Johnny?
I'm friends with him on Instagram.
Do it for Johnny.
So Johnny, find us on Instagram.
Like randomly or after this?
I think it was like a random, I'm not really sure.
Johnny, how many dating apps are you on?
So he's,
I bet it's from that somehow.
On Insta, I think he's Cooler by the Lake 43. He says he's like an Anthony Bourdain, but you know, he loves food. So yeah, he
you
always has
both.
Good stuff. Next one. I love it. You all sound like people I know. Very funny. And I listen to a lot of podcasts and guerrilla marketing on Bumble works. Easily my favorite podcast these days. Great show this week, Ken.
Ken.
So, yeah.
All right.
So we got some like good feedback. If you want to give us good feedback, please go to iTunes though and fill it out there. And I think you can do it on Stitcher, like leave
a good
review.
You can use this as practice for when the new feed starts on.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah. Don't forget. Right, this is not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is going away. I mean, they'll all still exist, but there will be nothing new.
And if you want to hear your good review, like on the show, leave us a message. 312-508-3552. You can even ask us questions. We'll answer them.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Stop.
Straight to voicemail.
Yeah. Nobody answers.
Nobody answers.
Nobody literally just leaving a voicemail. Nobody asks your name or what size.
Although, but if you guys get an active, you know, engaged Instagram following on the new show, and we can throw out, hey, we're taking live calls right now. I can direct that number, you know, at the drop of a dime to
Skype.
Oh, on
Insta. Oh,
so,
okay. That would be fun.
Hey, we're recording. You want to call
what
in?
What is
boom.
The Insta? Steph's in the city?
Yeah, Steph's in the city.
Okay. That whole thing was available?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're pretty awesome. We're going to have to get like hoodies and all sorts of fun stuff.
Sure.
I'm wearing my podcasting shirt today.
I got to get another couple of hundred
that
of those
you
made.
Gifted
I'm
me.
I'm wearing my Nike. Shout out Colin Kaepernick.
Eat, sleep, podcast, repeat.
Oh, and by the way, Rihanna turned down the halftime show in solidarity with Kaepernick.
Colin, yep. And now she's asking Maroon 5 to do the same thing.
You know what, though? Rihanna doesn't really need to do shit. She's got her Fenty Beauty and all that. Like,
yeah,
she's,
and she got me. I spent like $200 on that shit.
Did you?
She's I mean, it's not
life.
Shit. It's high quality, but yeah. And I have like Fenty Puma slides.
Her Fenty lingerie is really nice.
She did like extended sizes, but I still think the bras look too small. Like I wouldn't have been able to do it.
I don't think men will complain. They're just taking them off of you. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, find me one. And then we'll talk.
Oh, yeah.
What up?
I need me some of this in my life. So Ed, I sent you a couple audio clips that kind of cracked me up.
Yeah.
Let's play.
Did they crack you up too?
No. Which one? Okay, let's talk about the idiot fisherman from Boston.
Oh my God,
I don't know
I
what
him.
This is, but Jay says it's a fucking big sea turtle.
They're fishing on a boat, and there's something in the water.
It's a baby fucking whale, man. Holy shit, we are witnessing a baby fucking whale right here, dude.
Holy shit. It was a sunfish, which
that thing
big
is big
and round.
Jay, what is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
That thing looks hurt, Jay. Jay, that thing is hurt, bro. Holy shit, look at this fucking thing. Oh my God, what the fuck is that, bro? Jay, what the fuck is that? Oh man, pull back up, Jay. Come on. Come on, bro, pull back up, bro. We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kid.
Yeah, that went on for 5 minutes.
And what was it?
It was a sunfish.
You know,
now, I will grant you, talk about, you know, tell me there's no global warming. A sunfish, which is a very warm water tropical ocean fish, all the way up in the waters off of Boston. Tell me the oceans aren't getting
right.
warmer.
Yeah, but you know what? It's supposed to be a mild winter, so.
Well, I read
it's
that.
It's an El
okay.
Nino winter, yeah.
I'm good.
All right, and the next one, I love this song, and she redid it with...
James Corden?
Yes. So cute.
An old friend sends you a Facebook request. You only find out they're racist after you accept. There's free office cake on the first day of your diet. It's like they announce a new iPhone the day after you buy it. Isn't it ironic?
That's all of that I can handle too.
I love it.
It was.
What was it? Swiping left.
Yeah, it's so cute. It's all about social media. I thought it was so much.
I got more messages. Speaking of swiping left and right,
the
guy that.
Wait, I got another message today from the fucking yoni massage guy. He's like, do you want a yoni massage? And I said, dude, is this all you have to offer? And then he sent like a shitty message. He's like, what do you want, cash? This is why I don't date. Bitches are always looking for something else. And I'm like, okay, I'm blocking you.
Well, you know how he just keeps messaging me? I haven't answered him since February.
This is the guy that sent you the flowers. That
last
was a little
summer.
Freaky.
The stalker?
Okay.
Yeah, and then like in August, want to give you the world and everything in it.
Oh, geez.
September, hope you settle for an evening out. Yesterday, which would be October. If you were my girl, you would wake up to head and breakfast every day.
Really?
Maybe I should pass
wait
him
a minute,
on to you.
Wait a minute.
And why do you say head for
yeah,
a girl? I hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone, like, no, sir. But I pretty much
that
told
alone
you no,
tells
sir,
you
for, like, over a year.
Gone down on a girl.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
then after that was plans tonight. And I just have not responded. Dude, stop.
Just don't respond. Don't.
Think he's a listener?
No, I hope not.
Oh, maybe he is. Too funny.
Well, there's two stuffs here.
Oh, great.
Maybe he could.
Great. I'm Samandy.
He said
bitch.
Head
that's
every morning. You're
say.
The one who wants stuff every day.
Yeah. I said Sundays.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
We do have a quote of the week this week.
Ooh.
It was Trump in 5 words. I'm president and you're not. That was from 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny.
I was.
So we need to use that now.
I like that she was interviewing him hardcore.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her.
I'm Samandy and you're not.
Is Samandy gonna have to go away with stuffs in the city?
No, Samandy's sticking around. She's my alter ego.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed, we're delving into your sexuality. Are you ready?
Why are we back to this?
Because.
Did you do any more research on this?
No.
I did. I did for him.
Good.
I did for him.
I'm interested in this.
Everything you need to know about demisexuals. Do we want to call it demisexual, demisexual, demi, like demi
Moore? No, we just call it Ed.
Ed. Okay, everything you want to know about Ed. Ed and arousal. So arousal, as most of us know it, is typically visually driven, but not for Ed. Because of this, there are fewer Ed men than women. So it's rare in men because men are visually stimulated. So Ed, you are, Jesus, you're on the Myers-Briggs.
Hold on, are you really not visually stimulated?
I can be visually stimulated.
Yeah, but that's not primary for you. You don't see big tits and like, oh, damn.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
So, Ed, you are unusual.
INFJ, baby.
So, Ed on the asexual spectrum. So, those who identify like Ed do fall on the asexual spectrum. But unlike asexuals, Ed is capable of feeling sexual attraction.
So, like, I understand it, I think, like, what you are.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm looking for, like, tips for him.
There is. So if you're dating Ed, the first thing you
need
to...
What about Ed getting someone?
To date him.
Yes. Well,
we're going to go there. Okay. So if you're dating Ed, the first thing you need to know is forget about what you typically expect the trajectory of a dating process to be like. So change your expectations about timelines. Connection is what drives Ed, and that occurs on a slower timeline. And it can be a tough pill to swallow for average people because they want things to move a little quicker and they're not very patient.
Roxy, how do we get all this into a Bumble profile? I need you to let
me
know.
That was my thing. I'm thinking we need to start a dating site that actually kind of breaks it down into these dating types. Because from what I'm reading about the demisexual people, they're very rare, and they're more women than men.
INFJ,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, they're more women than men.
ESFP.
So when you're dating Ed, you have to be realistic and realize that you might spend quite a bit of time getting to know him without a lot of sexual contact. And not that you, you're less cared about or less wanted. That's just the way it goes. Like it takes
time.
But
see, I'm fine with that. Like I'm okay with that. I'm okay with slow, but I also think that's part of me. Like I decided to play some YouTube before you got here, basically shading my entire existence about how if you can't find anyone to date, it's more about you and like self-worth than actually like men.
No, it's not.
If you watch this video, holy shit, she read me to filth. Yes.
Really?
Anna,
yes. Anna,
I kind of want to watch
it. She's great.
We'll play it after because, yeah, I mean.
Well,
I could probably play another show.
So I definitely, Ed, I think that you are in the, you know, the minority here with who you are and how you approach relationships. But I think if you're just upfront, maybe instead of trying to explain being demisexual,
let's throw it out there right now. Hey, are you a demisexual woman?
Then call us. Single? 312-508-3552.
Ed, his preferences, physical preferences seem to be all over the place. So don't worry about that.
Yeah. Ed's a leg man. So if you have nice legs, that will get you in the door.
I've seen
sure.
some of the people he liked and whatever.
Yeah. I didn't think they were anything special. No.
Not that you're probably
but
aren't
I think
special.
That Ed,
it was the signs of intimacy one, right?
Oh, the YouTube-y thing.
Right, well, I've got this ready to go when you're done here.
Okay, well, I'm kind of done. Okay. I mean, I just wanted to say that Ed, you're really in the minority, but you should throw it out there that if you do meet someone, that look,
you can't go out telling people that you're demisexual.
No,
and here's why.
No one
knows what the
fuck
that is.
You're old fashioned.
Well, I've been saying that all my life.
Right.
It doesn't seem to get me anywhere.
But typically, instead of saying old fashioned, like back in the day, you didn't just date somebody and fuck them on the first date. Like
I've never done that.
You right? But that's old school. And
have you done that first date?
Yeah, I have. I'm sorry.
I did once.
There you go.
We'll be skipping the ad here in 2-1.
Are you crazy? How can I be afraid of intimacy when the internet calls me the Taylor Swift of YouTube?
I'd like to be excluded from this thread.
Shut up!
But in working with a dating coach, I know it sounds extra as fuck, but it's been really helpful, so just suspend your judgment. I've found that most of her principles actually deal with the self. So though you'd think a dating coach is someone who would help you answer texts or work on your online dating profile, she mostly focuses on all of your bullshit and emphasizes working on yourself to accept love from someone else.
Hey, you're great. You're rad.
He's talking in a mirror.
I like you. I love you. Okay, bye.
And when the issue of intimacy initially came up, I almost laughed. I was like, oh no, intimacy is something I deeply crave. Trust me, I have no commitment issues. And then she was like, oh, really? Well, do any of these sound like you? Dismissing someone on the first date because of no chemistry, check. Sleeping with yeah. someone too soon, check. Feeling yeah. bored when the other person does everything right, check. Being yeah. nitpicky about small things, check. Feeling intensely about the other person right away and therefore check. Projecting onto them, and choosing unavailable men.
Check! That's the biggest
you
check.
Know, maybe like one of those. And these specific symptoms of being afraid of intimacy usually stems from, you guessed it, children, a lack of self-worth. When someone is treating us nicely and things are going well, to the person with no self-worth, it feels unfamiliar and strange. Pain is what we know. Abandonment is what we know. Yes. Longing, tension, yes. anxiety. Those are all of our feelings associated with love. Not things being easy, flowing, and joyful. No, if I'm not suffering, I'm clearly not in love. And if you, like me, felt personally attacked by these six signs.
Yep.
Know that love does not feel like we think it should because our associations are wrong. The beginning shouldn't be intense. That is a red flag that we're buying into our idea of a person and not who they actually are. Chemistry can develop as you get to know them, and dismissing them off the bat disallows that. It takes a while to get to know a person, and those nitpicky things that annoy you now may be overshadowed by the amazing qualities the person has to offer. And sleeping with someone releases a chemical in women to emotionally bond.
It
so
does.
If you do that before you really Shut know it a up. Person, you shouldn't be surprised when you wake up and discover you're in love with a narcissist.
Get out the photo. Shut that shit up.
Honestly, I was really surprised that I have fears of intimacy. I mean, given my history of being like a serial monogamist, I would have guessed that my problems were probably from a lack of self-worth. But surprise! I am afraid of intimacy and I have problems with self-worth. Yes, children, yes! I have the best of both worlds, baby. But the good news is that once you're self-aware, like most things, you can actively begin combating these fears. If intimacy and a real relationship are what you really want, then you can start taking note of all of your actions and your patterns and ask yourself, am I making these decisions because the other person genuinely isn't right for me? Or am I afraid of developing an authentic connection with this human being? So stop sabotaging your love life, because as much as we think we don't deserve love, we do. Keep working on it.
I'm Anna Akana, and I love... I'm Anna Akana, and I love... I love myself. Okay, bye.
I just want her to change...
She just... I mean, that was like two attacks.
We should try to have her on the show,
today.
On a new show.
It would be cute.
Yeah.
Two personal attacks on
She's
Anna.
Great. I love her.
But I want her to say, I'm Anna Akana... Oh, no. My Anna Akana don't want none unless
she ever
got
done that?
Buns, huh?
Ed's a super fan of hers.
Really?
I have not seen her...
Is she Asian?
She is.
Okay. All right, as long as we're talking about
Mr.
dating...
I'm not visually stimulated. Uh-huh.
Guys, we're going to slam you for a minute. Well, it's not really slamming you, but we're going to point out some of your red flags.
Well, we just slammed ourselves.
Oh, hold on. Let's do that in a minute.
Thank you.
new music from Bikini Islands called W Coast.
So, hey, if you're wondering how Bikini Islands got their music to us, you can too, you know. They went to radiomisfits.com, clicked on the tab that says submit music, and sent over their good, awesome stuff. Bikini Islands are from where? Are they the UK too?
It's got a note from Bikini Island. Actually, I think they're from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
So thanks so much, Edward, for playing our stuff. We appreciate it and love Radio Misfits. Kyle.
Yike. Today is such like a good feedback day. Love it, right? Like good vibes. You know why? Because I'm wearing my bracelet that I made with my
phone's a little dry today, so if you guys are feeling extra.
What do you mean, feeling a little dry? You want a little...
You know, just like nothing's going on
Vagisil
here.
Yeah,
well, I was like, my phone better not be instantly, not, I don't
want
to say what.
Do you want dick pics and vag
but
pics?
But not dry as soon as I win this lotto, because I'm blocking all those motherfuckers.
Block them all. That's what I was talking with my friend Marie last night. She is up in Canada, and I'm like, pick some numbers. I'll buy you some tickets. And we were both dreaming, and she's like, well, you can't cut everybody out of your life. And I'm like,
sure
want to bet? Of course I can't. Watch me.
Right,
I can do it.
You got
do anything with money.
So pick some good, what's left on the outline.
Okay, but wait. People, find us at We Dish It on Facebook, Dishing Bitches on Twitter, Steph's in the City now on Instagram, right?
Well, yeah, but we haven't really started. I got it, but we haven't started.
We can start
yet.
Stuff. Let's start some shit,
I was
going to
wait until we actually have a logo
okay.
to put up there.
Okay, well, get on it. What the fuck are you waiting for?
Hey, dude,
so, radiomisfits.com, you want to sponsor us?
In the next
you want
couple
to
of weeks,
music?
We'll have some logos to look at, and we'll start refining.
If you want to date myself, Ed, or Steph, radiomisfits.com.
Pimping us
I
out.
I am a demisexual, so be ready for that.
The
ladies.
Fucking holidays are coming. We want something
it
under the
cuffing
tree.
It is cuffing season,
yeah,
people.
Hello. We book good blowjob givers here. Ed likes to go down on girls. Our tongues
as long
work.
As they're well-maintained, yes.
Yeah. So, 20 early red flags most women ignore about their men, but really shouldn't. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about all 20, but we'll try to do it all. Okay, so you're finding yourself justifying bad behavior. Oh, well, he didn't call me because he had like a dinner with his
See,
family.
See, I've gotten way past that, but I agree. I used to do that all
I
the
did
time.
That too.
Make excuses for them.
He's always late. And if he's always late, that's letting you know that he doesn't value your time.
Yeah.
So, adios. He refuses to talk through issues. So if there's something bothering you or about... And he doesn't really care to talk about it. Say goodbye. He tests you constantly. So he's always like testing your boundaries to see what you're comfortable with. And I actually did. I had a guy that I'm like, these are my boundaries. Like, this is what I'm comfortable with. And he pressed
like
and pressed
sexually?
And pushed. It wasn't, I wouldn't sleep with him. It was like,
you wouldn't sleep with somebody.
It was like the second or third date.
Is he the
and
one
he
that
kept,
smelled like dick? Or
no,
balls
this
or
is the one that said, I love you after the third date. Via
oh, like
text.
Yeah.
But he,
so that know, was, he was trying to get you to sleep.
I
with
think
him.
So. And he kept, I'm like, I'm not comfortable with sleeping at your house. Well, you just have to sleep. No, I'm not. So he kept pushing my boundaries. So I said, adios. He has a sense of entitlement. The guys that feel like they should be number one in the relationship and not be 50-50. Fuck those guys. He tells you an intense story about his past relationships. Hello. If he's talking to you about his exes or like his, I had a date last Saturday that I say bye-bye. All he kept talking about was like his ex-wife and like she wouldn't change the oil in her car and he hated doing that for her and hated that she drove
his car. How long
has
he been out of the marriage?
That was the other thing. He never like disclosed this and I'm like, well, I'll meet him. Like, it's not that far from my house. We live in the same area. He just got divorced in August.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've got a long way to go before you're ready to date.
And that's more understandable if he's talking about it. But if you've been divorced for like 4 years and you're still going, shut
like
the fuck
shitty,
up.
Even though my ex, like it was not a good thing. We are at least like civil to each other.
Well, that took
you know?
A couple of years.
It took a while. But I mean, that just tells you that I'm not harboring.
All right, what's on
any,
your list? Because this is.
Didn't
this
you
is
get
how
good
get
pizza?
It.
It was okay.
Well,
yeah.
At least you got something out of the day.
You get a bad gut feeling. Please, please, please don't ever, ever ignore your gut instinct. If your gut tells you right away something's not good, don't try to, like, you know, override it. Just just cut it right there.
Didn't we just talk about how you shouldn't dismiss somebody because you think there's no chemistry right away?
Chemistry, or are
you
is talking different about than a, like a gut feeling
I'm
of like
your instinct tells okay.
this
you
this is not.
Like I had one guy that I
mean, like the guy whose house you went to on the first date,
yeah. or to an empty warehouse,
the
you
basket
mean?
Of.
Oh my god, you guys keep bringing it up.
To
I got
his empty warehouse.
Wait, I've
Let's
gotten
talk about
better.
That one.
There was one guy. He was like a good potential, a lawyer from Evanston, but we had
that doesn't
one.
Matter.
We had one friend in common, and it just so happened that one friend is a swinger. So when he asked me, are you into the lifestyle? I was like, no. And that was it. Like, I'll never go
That's
out
the
with
one
them.
That you went to the warehouse with?
No. This
oh.
is a completely different guy. I listened to my gut instinct and I didn't
oh,
even
yeah.
go out
no.
with him. Right.
Yeah.
If he
So that has nothing to do with chemistry. It's okay. just like, oh, this is creepy.
Yeah. If okay. they say something or do something and your instinct's like, uh-oh, bad news, then don't. If he tries to drive a wedge between you and your family, that's like the sign of an abuser who's going to try to isolate yeah. you. If it's all about him, the funny one is they roll their eyes a lot. Studies suggest
that's
that
what
if,
I do.
If you find yourself rolling your eyes at your partner a lot, it can be a common predictor of divorce. So if you're rolling your eyes, don't date him.
I roll my eyes at everything, though. Like, and I don't realize I do.
I rolled my eyes big time at my boss the other day, and I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
But I don't even realize.
And then
I
called
him,
dude.
I roll my eyes so often, I don't even realize it's
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, that's me, too.
It's just my dog. Oh,
maybe it, that's all of our
That's
thing.
How much stupid shit I hear every day.
Welcome to planet Earth. He's critical of his ex. And there's a saying that goes, if a man claims that all of his exes are crazy, then look at what the common denominator is.
Him.
Exactly. If he calls you names, or kind of talks down to you or shames you in any way. I will say I was chatting with a guy and he's a Green Bay fan. Exactly. But I'm like, I'll give him a chance. So when he sent a picture over of himself wearing all of his Green Bay gear and I just said, oh, I'm a Bears fan. And he like started and oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, whatever. Your team, blah, blah, blah. So I said, I'm sorry. I'm done talking to you because if you're going to shame me about my team, which I said, I'm a fair weather person. I'm not going to shame anybody about their team. But if you're going to shame me about my team before you've even met me, what are you going to shame
that
me about?
Doesn't fair weather later? Mean you're only a fan when they're doing well?
No, I'm just, I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong word. But like, if you like the Broncos or you
even
like the
keeled.
Seahawks, yeah, I'm not going to rip on you. I'll watch the
oh,
game
I'll
with
rip
you.
On you.
Yeah.
You could bring it. With this ugly yellow and green outfit.
Hey, your biggest fan's a Green Bay fan.
So, who's my biggest fan?
Barrett down in Tennessee.
Oh, why? Barrett. Is she from Wisconsin?
Yeah, kind of. She, yeah. I mean, she's our
See,
family
See, that
ties,
makes more so, sense yeah. if she's from there. But it's still silly. Like,
so if his...
I mean, she grew up south side, but yeah, I mean, there were family...
Oh,
no. Yeah.
No, there's no excuse.
If this guy's relationships Sorry, are short-lived or if he has no life milestones, that's a red flag. That means he hasn't had a relationship that's that long. If he's never been married, never had kids, he doesn't have like a 25-year job. I mean, then you could say like, okay, you've put yourself into your career.
I take umbrage with this. I do. Because I think
do?
Like people could judge me for never being married or having kids.
Or me.
Yeah. But and I don't think you should.
But you've both had relationships.
Yeah, but not very right. long. Like longest probably 2 years. That's not long.
I don't know. That's what's on the list. I'm sorry.
I don't like this list now.
Okay. We'll move on then. All right.
No, we're not going to end that.
Okay, so we haven't done real news or fake news, but I have a truth or myth.
Okay, well, really okay. quick, it's almost like people say they wouldn't date someone whose parents are divorced because they grew up in like a whatever
a broken house.
Yeah. And I think that's unfair as well.
That's fair.
So that's
fair.
Where I go with that.
Well, that's unfair because I grew
a
up in a house.
Broken family. You know what? I know plenty of families who the parents were married and it was broken.
It was still
well,
broken.
That's what I was just going to say. I think I was at more of a disadvantage with the fighting in the household yeah. than I was seeing like two parents that are divorced and then remarried to wonderful people. Right. So we haven't done real news or fake news, but I ran across truth or myth.
Okay.
What? So I'm in the healthcare field. I was talking to a coworker and I was looking at a picture of me and I'm like, God, my nose is like huge. Like, why do I feel like my nose is getting bigger?
Does this have something to do with the fact that you think your nose still grows when
it
does. Older you get? It doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't.
It does.
The collagen breaks down.
No, but your nose and your ears are made out of cartilage and cartilage still keeps renewing until the day you die. So your nose, you ever see old men with giant noses and big ears
they're not
and
getting,
old
it's
ladies?
It's not getting any bigger. The collagen is breaking down and gravity affects it.
So we have one truth and one myth.
Okay, read it.
Okay. At some point in your life, someone has probably shared with you a little nugget of wisdom about how our nose and ears never stop growing. You might look around and see a bunch of senior citizens and notice that their facial appendages are slightly younger than their young or slightly larger than their younger counterparts. So is it a fact or a myth? The truth is that, yes, as we age, our nose and our ears do get bigger. Oh, sorry, Ed. You're right.
Yes!
Because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock-hard rationalization. It's just between you and me. Because everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see.